more Pashas Pabukoisai.
There was a Talmud Chochem who sent a letter to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Hagaon Hagadol Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and he wanted to know, Haim Muta, is it Muta to play basketball on Shabbos? So, Rav Chaim Kanievsky responds back, Eini Yodea Mazeh Basketball. I don't know what it is. So, the Talmud Chochem writes back, a couple of weeks later, you know, it's a net, and what you have to do is, you have to take a ball and put it in the net. So he writes back, Odif la soy soy lifnei Shabbos. It's better to put the ball in the net before Shabbos. It comes to Shabbos afternoon. We have very long Shabbos afternoons. And mitzad echad, Shabbos is made for limud haTorah. That's mitzad echad. Mitzad sheni, it's also a time to play with the family, to give some time for the family, for the children. You find the Gemara, there's a Gemara, an interesting Gemara in Chulin, that says that Abaya was a Kohen, and he, once a year, would take Matnas Kahuna. Why? To show to everyone that he is a Kohen. During the year, he didn't have time to take Matnas Kahuna. But when it came to once a year, to show that he's a Kohen, that's what he used to do. And the Gemara asks, a Pashta Kasha, I don't understand. Why does he have to show that he's a Kohen? Velifris Kapi, why doesn't he do Nesis Kapayim every day? He's a Kohen, he should be doing Nesis Kapayim. They did Nesis Kapayim in Bavel as well then. Why didn't he do Nesis Kapayim every day? Zot the Gemara, he couldn't do Nesis Kapayim every day. He was too busy learning. He didn't have time. Well, it's not a heter for us. Aber steht klar, Rashi says, Utchikele Milsa, Onseile Idne, Itim Shekova le Talmidov, he had times slotted for the Talmidim, which were driving him mad. Hayotoidim oiso milisos kapov. They would bother him, and he didn't have time to do Nisiz Kapayim. Shahaya oisek le Talmidov be'isra atzibu nesofon le beitaknesas. He was so osuk batayra, he didn't even have time to do Nisiz Kapayim. These same Amirayim, when you look at the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Nundala Domon Beis, Abaya was on the way, doesn't say where from. He was walking in the street, and he meets his Rebbe, Rabba. Rabba, another Amira. He meets his Rebbe, and what was Rabba doing on Shabbos afternoon? He was taking his son and sliding him down the side of a behemoth. Right? The Gemara says, Abaya, Ashkechei Leile Rabba, Dekom Ashafshef Leile Brei, Agabod Echamra. Rashi says, what was he doing it for? B'Shabbos, L'Shasheya HaTinoik, to make it pleasant for the Tinoik. You see, oh, that's Abaya's kasha. It's mixer. There's a whole half a omud, a whole ganza omud going on there. Abaya discusses with his rebbe, how can he do that? But you see, the same Amiroim had enough time to put together for their children. So when it comes to Shabbos afternoons, often we want to know what we can and can't do. It's one shiloh what the child can do, and it's another shiloh what the parent can do. So we always have to juggle the two together and say, mitzad echad, the children have got their teirim, and the parent, and the Gedolim have got different Heterim. So, let's start off with the first Shaila of football. Anyone doesn't know what football is? Football. Kadorega, if that helps. Football on Shabbos. You have a look in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Ches, Sif Memhei. Shulchan Aruch actually says that a football is muksa. You can't actually move a football on Shabbos. And everyone knows it's very yadua, that the Beis Yosef brings down Yerushalmi. Everyone knows this Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says in Tanis, Perik Dalet Halacha Hey, it's a Tur Shimon, it's a place, name of a place. The place called Tur Shimon was Nechrova. Why was it destroyed? Yesh Oymim Mishum Znus. The Yesh Oymim Shemesachkim, the Yahoo Mesachkim, Bekadaregel Beshabbos. is to play with the full on Shabbos. But having said all that, the Ramah is going to the Shulchan Aruch. Ramah says, I've got no problem with Muksa. Yes, I no problem with Muksa, v'chei no'agu, that there's no issue with moving a football on Shabbos. As I state, the Heintig is right, the Shevet Alevi right, that the footballs nowadays, even the Shulchan Aruch would agree it's not called Muksa. He was only referring to those type of balls which were so dirty you couldn't even use them, Bechlal, so then he held as Muksa. But the way balls are made nowadays, there's no Shaila of Muksa involved. Okay, fair enough, so we haven't got any problems on Muksa. But there's the Mishnah Berurah ends off that sieve with a very important halacha, which limits the whole game of football. It really does. Because the Mishnah Berurah ends off saying, V'chol zeh shloya gabi karaka. When you're playing on you're playing football, I don't know how it's shaykh, you're playing ball on the table or something like that. We're going to come to that. Okay, he's going to come to that. Oh, but if it's al gabi karaka, then you've got a problem of Shema Yovoy La Ashve Gumas. You might come to level out the ground. So you're ready, Bimaira. Whoever said that Mishaburu was Machmir when you're talking about playing inside the house? Let's say your son asks you, you know, let's play a bit of tackling. Let's play a bit of football now, just before we start the meal. So you want to suggest that maybe the Mishaburu wasn't talking about inside the house. Maybe the Gezeir of Ashve Gumas only applies outside. Who said it applies inside? But the Mishnah Berurah's Metzayanta later on, in which he says very clearly, later on the Shin Lamed Ches, that he holds that the Gezeirah of Ashve Gumos applies not only outside in the back garden and the front garden, also in the bais. And therefore he tells you, if you want to play your marbles, you have to make sure it's on the Shulchan. Now, hang on a second. The Mishnah Berurah held, even if Roy Bote, he reads this very clearly, even if Roy Bote or Eir is Merutzuf, even if most houses are actually Merutzuf, they've got carpet, they've got tiles, Afilahach, the Mishnah Berurah says, Gozru Merutzuf, Otto Eina Merutzuf. That's the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah. If you'd ask the Mishnah Berurah, he would say that football would be Osa even inside the house. Now, let's calm down over here. Number one is that for children, the Mishnah Berurah already ends off saying, don't worry, for Lenoshim Lekatanim, Ein Lim Chis B'yadam. Ki Mutashi Shegin Vali Mezitim. Says, Benegeir to Noshim and Katanim, you've already got your heta. So Katanim, even though Mishnah Berurah held that's a problem inside the house even, Afilahochi Mekel Benegeir to Katanim. But even when it comes to Gedolim, let's say, Chois, you're the father, you want to know, sorry?
It's not Mekel, it says it should be Mekel.
Oh, that's a big shaila, what that means. Mutashi Shegin is a big shaila, what that means. That's a Sugi and Tofresh Ches, and Tofresh Ches discusses all the halachas of what is Mutashi Shegin. So when it comes to a Gedol, the father wants to know, can he actually play with his son inside the hall, inside the dining room? No, you look at the Mishnah Berurah, L'chayro should be a problem, but there's good basis to be making on this shaila when you get to the bias. Why? Number one is, there is a shaila in the postgame. Whoever said that we're talking about football? Maybe the Mishnah Berurah, when he said kadurim, maybe he was talking about marbles. We don't have a raya that the Mishnah Berurah was talking about football. Maybe when it comes to football, a person's not so makbid. That should be exactly very, very smooth. You know, people play on a football field. It doesn't have to be exactly smooth, and if something's in the way, it's going to bother him. So we don't have a raya that the Mishnah Berurah was talking about this exact game of football. That's the shaila which the Shaila Tzion declares about in Siman Yud Aleph from Massive Arichus. He suggests maybe it doesn't even apply now, not nowadays, maybe the Gezeirah doesn't apply to the game of football. That's number one. Yeah, Mishnah Berurah doesn't say Kadurega. I added in Kadurega. Mishnah Berurah says Kadur. Mishnah Berurah does say Kadur. That's point number one. Now, that svara alone would be hard to rely on even to play football outside. But at least when it comes to inside, why should inside be any better? Because you should know that Orach HaShulchan says that we don't make a gezeira, merutzuf otter eina merutzuf, inside the house. When it comes to games, we don't make such a gezeira. So the Orach HaShulchan, when it comes to games, we don't have to make that gezeira inside the house, otu merutzuf eina otter eina merutzuf. So together with this, the poskim like to, they're not so hard about someone who wants to be makel playing football inside. A gadol we're talking about, someone who's older and he wants to play football without any problem. Again, Shevet Halevi, he writes when they ask him a shaila about playing football, he says, V'karka oilam, v'gam b'rachoy, when it comes to playing outside, in the back garden, v'gam b'rachoy, when there's an area of a chvesed and b'nei brak, tzorech lahachme b'mischak zeh. You have to be machme, v'talmide chachomim m'meile rachoy kemizeh. Talmidei Chachamim are anyway far from football. Okay, that's what he adds at the end. And similarly, the Shmir Shabbos as well says the same thing, that you should be a person is correct to be machmir, not to play football outside. If someone wants to be machmir, the chumrah is not to play football outside. Inside, there's already a lot of bases to be made. Number one is, we don't even know that the gezeirah applies now to the game of football. It could well be that by football you're not so machmir. And number two is, the Aruch HaShulchan and the Prima Godim, they don't make that gezeirah when it comes to inside the house. They don't make that gezeirah melutzuf or ta'ina melutzuf. Okay, but one very interesting point you have to take into account. Someone, let's say, their children are playing outside in the back garden. And often what happens is, in the middle of the game, someone makes a nice chip, they kick it very high, and it goes on a tree, or it goes on a bush, which is more than 3 tefachim high. What do? If they can't reach it, they get hold of a broom and they poke it, and they get the bull down. What's the issue with that? Is there any problem with getting a bull down on the tree on Shabbos? Oh, there's a special gezeirah derabbanan. Chazal made a special gezeirah, because it's also to cut a branch on Shabbos. Kotzer. It's also to pick a fruit on Shabbos. So in order to enforce that, Chazal said, you can't be mishtamash with a tree. Meaning, you can't go up a tree, number one is, you can't climb a tree. Ad kidei kach, there's a fascinating halacha. If someone went up a tree b'mezid, let's say he says, Shabbos, I need to climb this tree, I can't, I need to climb this tree. The halacha is, he has to stay up the tree the whole Shabbos. Now, when I was learning the sugya, back in Gaza 10 years ago, I asked Rebbe Falk, a Pashta Ora, I don't understand, you're telling me, that a person, b'mezid, he knew the halacha, you know, not up a tree. B'mezid, he climbed the tree. What are we telling him? No, stay there the whole Shabbos for 12 hours. He goes up at 8 o'clock in the morning, he's got 14 hours left till Motza Shabbos. Stay there, yeah? Again, we're talking about someone who b'mezid went up on the tree. He's not going to listen to the knas. Okay, yeah, so you have to say the tshuva in the middle. You did tshuva in the middle, that's what you have to say. Ataka Sula in Yeles HaShacha on the sugya of HaMavashal B'Shabbos. The same story. If someone b'mezid, he cooks on Shabbos, the halach is you can't eat it. Hang on a second, a person who goes to the gas on Shabbos and cooks himself a nice cholent, yeah? Unlikely he's not going to eat it. Yeah, oh, again, he writes there again, we're talking about Idr Shabbos. Again, that's a fascinating halacha when it comes to going up on a tree. Besides for climbing a tree, you can't be mishtamash be'ilam. Using a tree, putting your hand jacket on a branch, that's also awesome, or to take it off. Now, it goes further. Again, that's how we understand that if a bull gets stuck on a tree or a bush, you won't be able to take it off because that's called be mishtamash be'ilam. That's the halacha when it comes to football. But really, these halachas go further. You can't even be mishtamash with its tode ho'ilam. Meaning, if something is attached to the tree, let's say you've got a washing line, and the washing line goes round the tree, even if it's one side, goes round the tree. Can you put a towel on the washing line? Obviously, it's not wet and you haven't got problems of looks like you're washing up clothes. Let's say you get ready, you just want to put your jacket on the washing line. You want to take something down the washing line. You got something which is already dry, you want to take it off. Is there any problem with taking off something which is on the washing line, which one side of the washing line goes around the tree? That's called stodei ho'ilon, and it's also to be mishtamash that. And that's very near to hammocks. If you have a hammock on one side of the hammock, anyone know what a hammock is? A hammock. It's like a cloth that you lie in, and it's attached with strings on either end to either a tree, to a post. If one side is attached to a tree, then you can't go on. Now, I was clarifying this halacha, which we mentioned before, that if someone b'mezid goes on a tree, he has to stay there. Does it also apply if someone goes on the tzodei ho'ilam, meaning he climbs on a hammock? That's how the shaila, I couldn't find it, I only found it in a Hendiga, and Itaka says, meaning if someone goes on a hammock b'mezid, he would have to stay in the hammock the whole Shabbos. That's why he wanted the time over here, there's a Hendiga raid. Does the knas of Sif Aleph, Shin Lamed Ches Sif Aleph, which says that if a person goes on a tree, he has to stay the whole Shabbos, does it apply to if someone uses the study ho'ilon and he goes on a hammock? That's a shaila, he wants to be machmi on the mekel, and so on, so on, so on. Oh, that's already different. That's already got different halachas, yeah. So when it comes to be mishtamash be'ilon, then we say that it's very far-fetched, and we say that even the study ho'ilon is a problem. That's been a gear to them football. So again, benegeir to football is katanim, the Mishabura says, einim chis biyadam, we have a mutav shishag again. When it comes to a godel, then if your son asks you, can you please play football, then outside there is a mokum lahachmer. We have quite good reason to be mechmer. But when it comes to inside the bias, the poskim want to be mekel, the shmishabas wants to be mekel. Again, when they're playing outside, when the children are playing outside and it goes on a tree, then there's a real issue. When you take down the ball, now if the ball comes off the tree by itself, then it's not muksa, it's fine. But interestingly enough, the Shlim Zalman held that what happens, you can have, that on Friday afternoon they were playing football, and they kicked the ball on the tree, Lemaisa, they couldn't get it down. Lemaisa, Shabbos afternoon, it's a bit windy, and the ball comes down. Zot Rosh Lev is Arman Oivach. That the ball is Muksa. Why is the ball Muksa? Megadeh is Katsoi b'min Ashmoshoi, is Katsoi l'kula yoima. Since at the time when Shabbos came in, you weren't able to touch that ball. Right? So the status of Muksa stays through the whole Shabbos. That's what he writes in Shemin Shabbos. Interesting.
It falls on Shabbos, it's also Muksa.
When it falls on Shabbos, at the time when it's on the tree, he finds you're not able to touch it. But we don't say Migu. The Migadis Katsoi is only when it's in the status of Muksa when Shabbos came in. Before Shabbos, at the time of Ben Ashmoshes. But over here, it only became Muksa on Shabbos. No, when the status of Muksa falls away, then it falls away. You don't say Migu. Okay. No, it would have to be at the time of Ben Ashmoshes. Now let's move on to, that's been a get to football. Let's move on to playing with Lego and clicks. I don't even know what clicks are. I don't know what Lego is, regular Lego. So what I've made is, over here. I'm not that good at it. But this, let's say your son, Shabbos afternoon, he wants to make a house out of Lego. He wants to make a house and a carriage, he wants to make a whole matzav. Is there any problem with him doing this on Shabbos? This means he's made a house. He's made a warehouse. It doesn't really look like a house, but he wants to make what he calls a house and a garage and a whole path and a whole matzav. Is there anything wrong with him doing that? So he's an 8-year-old, he's ready by a chinuch, you know, he's ready at an age that he can understand things. Is there any problem with playing with Lego on Shabbos? Oh, so the first shaila that you have to discuss is there any boina involved? Now, boina really is when you build a house. You know, you're a contractor, you're actual builder, you build a house, that's boina. But possibly, do you say boina over here as well? Roi Vapoiskim say that firstly, it's temporary. Number one is, it's very different to a house, because firstly, it's temporary. Temporary, but temporary is not always the answer. Yeah? A lot of times, let's say you have a shtender, let's say you have a bima, and you have you temporarily put the legs inside, there's also a problem, because there's a gezer shama yiska. As a chashash, you might actually screw it in and make it tighter, and come, that's a real malocha. But when it comes to Lego, we don't have that fear. We're not going to be scared that once you finish making the house, you're going to start getting glue, and sellotaping the whole house. You're going to defeat the whole thing. The whole matzav is a temporary matzav, and furthermore, it's not even, there's no chashash shema yiska, it's called. Shema yiska, there's no chashash, you might come to make it stronger, and therefore, Rav HaPoitzkim are quite happy with Mitzad Binyan. However, there's a Zaytika Issa to take into account. The Zaytika Issa to take into account is the Issa of Oihel. What's Oihel? You know, Boina really is when a person builds a house. If, let's say, you go to Argos and you buy yourself a tent, £160, you buy yourself a tent, and you take the tent and you stick it, you don't stick it in the ground, whatever, you just put up the tent on Shabbos afternoon with the intention of being there the whole summer. Now you've had enough, you want to buy a nice tent for Shabbos afternoons. You're going to learn there, the daf yom inside the tent, azoy, that's what you want to do. To put up that tent for a long period of time is an issa d'oraisa as much as building a house. Interesting. Oyo kovo is an issa d'oraisa. What is, if let's say you only borrowed the tent, so let's say you only want to do it for one Shabbos. You want to put up a tent for one Shabbos. What's the Issa? Issa d'Rabbanan. Oyel Arai is also only Otto Oyel Keva. Issa d'Rabbanan. Now if a person, similarly when a person is playing with Lego, fair enough there might not be Boina involved in it, Makabah Patish and all that, but once you've made an area, an enclosed area of a tefach cubed, which is 8 centimeters, which is quite small. Inside of here is about 9 centimeters. Once you've made a small area of 8 centimeters, that is already considered a oihel. Now you might tie in and say, hang on a second, there's a big difference between putting up a tent in the back garden, even if it's for Shabbos, understand that. But putting a Lego, a small little thing, it's a game, it's so insignificant. But the Shulchan Aruch discusses an interesting case where a person is learning Masechtas Sukkah in Simon Shin Tesvov, Siv Zayin. What happens if you learn a Masechta Sukkah? You want to show your Chavrusa, you know, what happens if you have a Sukkah like this, you get hold of one Sefer, and you put another Sefer there, and you put another Sefer on top. Zok the Shulchan Aruch, he struggles, why is there no problem of Oihel? And he gets around it because you don't want the Avir Tachtov, but if you would have, let's say you would have four Mechitzas, then that would be a problem on Shabbos to even demonstrate to your Chavrusa. Even if it's not a game, but even if it's just so, we're talking about Sforim. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah gets busy with in another siman about how can you use Svarim for your own benefit. That's a different topic. But over here, you see from the Shulchan Aruch, where even something so light, like just taking some Svarim, is also a problem of Oihel. Zogon the Poiskim, that to make something like this, if it would have a area inside of 8 centimeters, then you'll have got a problem of Oihel. That's an interesting point to take into account. And this is Negea, this leads us to another Shaila. What happens, I don't know if you did it, but we did it at home, is you take two chairs, take one chair over there, one chair over there, and you take a sheet, you take a blanket, you take a talis. And the idea is that underneath, between the two chairs, you're able to have your Shabbos party, no one's allowed, you know, your parents are not supposed to see what you've stolen. Yeah, and you have a nice time, that's your house, and Shalom al Yisrael. Is there any issue with doing that on Shabbos? Again, he's a Giyel HaChinuch. If he's lower than 3, younger than 3, it's a different story. But he's a Yechiz 5, 6, 7. Yeah, is there any problem with doing that on Shabbos? So, L'chari, you might tie now. L'chari is a problem of oil. But let me ask you something else. Let's say he's a clever boy. You tell him it's a problem, and what he does is he takes a blanket, and he only covers the top bit, and he doesn't make any mechitzas. Meaning, he doesn't let the blanket drop down, doesn't let it come down. I don't know what the point is. I can see what he's eating. But the ma'isa is, that's what he wants to do. He wants to cover the two chairs and just make it out just the top, just the gag, without the mechitzas. Is there any issue with making oihel just the top without good achis? Oh. So there's an interesting halacha. Usually when it comes to oihel, you need to make 4 mechitzas. But when you make a gag itself, just a gag, and you're using it to shield a human a person underneath, not a shield, not as a shield, anything which is there to be mishamish a person, then even by just making a gag without mechitzas is already a problem. Lemoshel, the police can discuss them. I'm going to first discuss the other case, where first you got an umbrella. The Noed B'Yehuda, B'Yalocha brings down Bereishon Noed B'Yehuda, which says that the problem with holding an umbrella, on using an umbrella on Shabbos, is a problem of Oihel. Yeah,
but
they also discuss that Shaila, and they also have to come up with other Atayim. What happens with an umbrella? I didn't make any mechitzas, but still, since you made it to shield a human person, a human being, then even by just making a gag, it's already a problem. So you suggest the other thing. That's what the person discussed it. When it comes to Simchas Torah, some shuls, I know of a shul, that they have like a chuppah, they have for the Chosen Brachos, for the Chosen Kolonorim, and they have 4 poles, which goes inside this cloth at the top. Why is there no problem with oil? And they all discuss it. They say you have to come onto other tayim. They actually say the heta there is, they say it's because it's a oil ha'osoi bidei odom. A person makes it into oil. Only by the 4 people holding the 4 sticks does it become oil. If one of them were to leave it, or all 4 of them were to leave it, it will become nothing. That's why they say it's muta to put up that chuppah, let's call it, to put up that chuppah on Simchas Torah. It's muta because it's made al ide a person.
Now,
Yes. So now, you may ask and say, hang on a second. If you're saying the reason why it's muta to put up a chuppah on Yom Tov is because it's osoy bidei adam, that it's made, it's held with 4 people, so why have the person got a problem with an umbrella? It's also held by a person. Why can't we be matter umbrella by saying that a person is osoy bidei adam, the person is holding the umbrella? Zot Rav Shlomo Zalman, that by umbrella you can't use the heta of Osi Bidei Adam. Because it clicks over there like as it is, and it's an oil whether you're holding it or not. When you put it down, also oil. Okay, it might be tilted on the side, but still doing some form of oil. Shainka, when you collapse, when everyone leaves go of those sticks, it's gone. It's nishkan oil nisht. It's 4 pieces of wood, 4 sticks on the floor, and a piece of thing, it's garnish. Oil ha'osu bidei adam applies to a chuppah, not going to get to an umbrella. So back to our case when a person wants to make this sort of playhouse. When you have a child who wants to make a playhouse, then l'chayra there's a problem of oil, it's been mishamish the person underneath. L'chayra is a issa. And someone took...
Similarly, if you want to extend the table, you put a board across the space between two tables. I mean, you put the tablecloth over it.
Right, the person can discuss that. What heta? Now, the truth is, there's a lot of Eterim in Oihel. There's 6 Eterim in Oihel. So most cases will fall under one of the Eterim. But this Wendy house, call it, it's a playhouse, is going to have a problem. And the Maisa is that someone told me that he knows of a person that said to his son, that hang on a second, you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos. And what he did was, he took off the blanket, and he said to his asa, you're not allowed to. He took off the blanket and said, you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos. But little did he know that he wasn't allowed to take off the blanket. Because just like it's oil, it's also soisa. Now, okay, if you want to be really clever, you can actually make this playhouse by doing milmala lamata. This is another sukkah. I told you, there's 6 etayim when it comes to oil. One of the etayim is that if two people would hold the bed sheet, yeah, upright like this, in the place that you want it positioned, and then only afterwards someone would come along and put 2 chairs underneath, that's called milmala lamata, do it the wrong way. The interesting halacha, that's muta gomo. You're allowed to do that. Interesting halacha, when you get to Hilchos Oil. Let's move on to another game. Let's move on to the normal games. It comes to boggle. I don't know what a boggle is. You have a few letters and you have to make words out of it. That's obviously awesome. Why is it awesome, Shabbos? Because there's a gezeira otoksiva. I mean, really, the whole game is to write. So there's a gezeira otoksiva. Even if you want to do it mentally in your mind to see how many words you can get in your mind, there's a gezeira shemo yichtoiv. You're very more likely to come to write. What happens to Scrabble? Again, if the derech is to write down the scores, again, Scrabble is going to be also to play. So those things...
If you totally don't,
then it could well be its mutter. This gezeir shem yichtav is, you have to deal with it. Now, what happens to Monopoly? Isn't mutter the two... Ramikav is going to be mutter because no one writes down the scale. I mean, not that I'm aware of. They don't write down the scale. That's just numbers. When it comes to Monopoly, is there any issue with playing Monopoly? Monopoly on Shabbos, you buy and sell houses, and you actually have money, but the money's fake. Is there any problem? I'm not talking about the new Monopolies that came out, you know, the digital ones. I'm talking about the older ones. Yeah? And is there any issue with playing Monopoly on Shabbos? What should be the problem? There's no gezeir shem yichtoiv. Can anyone think of a problem with playing Monopoly on Shabbos? Maybe because you're playing with money, so it's a bit cheap, but that's very... So the poskim are not so happy to be machmir. Because what are you machmir for? Because what? It's fake money. What's the problem with attaching fake money? Nirakameka chamemka, that's only when you're actually doing a transaction, but here it's not doing anything.
Buying houses.
So the Oilitzian, Rabbi Tzina Abishol, he says absolutely muta. He got many poskim who say it's absolutely muta. And therefore, me'ikadin, there's no issue with playing Monopoly on Shabbos. There is a svara of the Ber Moshe he wants to be mechalek between types of money. If it's coins, that's more domi lemeka, that's more cheaply and everything. But if it's not, the ma'aser, we haven't got a clear mekor to be machmir when it comes to Monopoly. Hamachmir yesh amilas moich, efsha. Hamachmir yesh amilas moich. Shmuel Shavas does speak about it, and he says, interestingly enough, Shmuel Shavas writes, the toiv to refrain from playing with it, but in the ha'ora, he brings up Shlomo Zalman, that's matir. So again, something which we haven't got a clear makor to say it's a problem, then I'm struggling to find a makor for that. When it comes to chess, is there any issue with playing chess on Shabbos? Yeah, so we all know that the Pesim were not happy about spending a lot of time on chess. They frown about that. But the Maisa Ramosha, as Ramosha puts it, it's Muta Medina, but interesting, he adds an interesting svara. He says, but the Maisa is, it's roi not to play chess on Shabbos, a fascinating nusach he's got. He says, because Hamanutzach, the person who loses, mitzta'ir v'oz osu medina. And the Moshe is saying something which is very logical as well. The first time I saw it, I thought this is a bit over the top. But the Moshe is chess is very, very different to any other game. When you play in Rambi Cab, what's it my problem that you picked up a 9? It's not my, it's a muzzle. But when you play chess, you're dealing with people's brains. It's especially the English, can get very touchy when it comes to a person losing a long chess game. Zotra Moshe, if a person mitztai, that's osmidina. Like we find in many halachas and Shabbos, that there's an issa to bring a person's emotional level down. It's osa to do avedus on Shabbos. Bikur choylem, to visit a person who's terminally ill. Bekoishi hitiru, because a person, it brings a person down. Bekoishi hitiru to be mevaka choylem. They frowned about it, but they had to be matter it. Yeah, when it comes to all sorts of these halachas, it's also to read things which brings a person to tzar. You can't read the chelik of the Holocaust and these things on Shabbos. So all these things, Zot Reb Moshe Feinstein, that to play chess, roi lahachmi, because if a person loses, then he's got a shtikel tzar. Interesting for a...
Playing football.
Ah, yeah. So, you mean if you're going to lose. Yeah, it can zayn. Now, what would the Olam say? Here's a shtikel of chumrah. After a few kulas, we have to come up with a bit of a chumrah. This is a new chumrah. I don't know if anyone heard this one.
Hakol
got over here a mouse. It's not real. I've got a mouse. It's a toy mouse. And it's a wind-up mouse. On the side, it's got a button that you turn. You wind it up. And then, after you wind it, you hold the wheels. And then, after a bit, you let it go, and it goes... Right? Right. Oh. You get the idea. Right. Is there any issue with white for a goggle? Again, we're talking about a person who's over by mitzvah. For a goggle to turn it on Shabbos, here's a shtick of a chum. Here comes a bit of a chum. The Mishnah Berurah discusses the case of an old watch, a good old wind-up watch. Anyone's got one here? A wind-up watch? Right. You got a wind-up watch, you probably remember the wind-up watches. Let's say it stops. Is there any issue with winding up that watch on Shabbos? Zok the Mishnah Berurah, there's a makom patish d'oraisa of putting that watch back to normal, winding up that watch. Some posts want to say, Rav Eliashiv, Ms. Karelitz, they want to say that similarly, the reason why it's also to wind up a watch is because you're putting a koyach of chiyus into the chayfetz. There, it's by the watch is a long term. It's quite, you know, it's quite every few days, every few weeks. How long is the last one? Every few days. Right, so that's a longer period. Similarly, some posts, I'm saying some, because a lot of them are makel, some posts want to say that similarly, when you take this mouse or whatever gate, whatever car you have, you're putting a chiyus into it by winding it up, and they want to be machmir. It sounds a bit far-fetched. I just want to mention it because I know there are places which want to be machmir on it. Interesting thing to take into account. Right, you reverse it. That would be the same thing. You're putting a chiyus into it. If you just send it flying, right, then that's different. Here, you're putting a chiyus into it before. So that's some places who frown about that. But again, it's only because we said a few kudas before, we had to put some sort of chumrah in. Now, when it comes to blowing up bubbles, blowing up balloons. Look, let me first discuss bubbles. Don't you know what bubbles is? You buy a cylinder, a small bottle of bubbles, and you blow bubbles like that. It's got a fairy liquid inside, and you blow bubbles. I'm struggling to find a problem with bubbles. What should be the problem with bubbles and Shabbos? It sounds wrong. It looks wrong. It sounds wrong. I only can think of any reason. You're making something. You're making bubbles. All I want to say is like this. If you do say that it's a problem of bubbles, then you're going to struggle to think of a difference between, you know, when you have chewing gum and you want to make a bubble. Yeah, what's the difference? That should be a problem. You made bubble, right? Well, let's say your son wants to blow bubbles. You give him a straw, yeah, and you let him blow bubbles in the drink. That's l'chay. It's a gomor, yeah? If you're going to say that blowing bubbles is a problem, you're going to struggle to find the difference. Okay, the achilukim. But again, we're talking about very sensitive things and very sensitive chilukim, and it's very hard to find a problem with bubbles. Yeah, I'm not saying that's a... Not way of hand. I have to check into it. But it'll be good to know, because I've looked around, and it's very hard. I'm struggling to find a real problem. I've spoken to a few Talmidei Chachamim in town, and they also struggle to find any problem with blowing bubbles on Shabbos. Blowing outside, what's the problem with that? This liquid's going to go on the floor, that's going to grow it with the fairy liquid inside. It's not so clear. When it comes to Katan and blowing bubbles, we're going to struggle finding a Makor. That's what I'm saying. And if you do find a Makor that's Osa, you're going to struggle. How are you allowed to give a straw to your child to blow the bubbles inside his Coca-Cola? I don't know. Yeah, there's a lot of Bimafafal on that, but I'm struggling. Oh, let's move on. Now, what happens to blowing up a football? Let's say you have a football, a good hard football. And now you take a pump, you know in the football, there's a small hole, very small hole. I'm talking about the good footballs, they cost about 15 pounds. Leather ones. There's a small hole, you put in a needle, and then you blow it up. Is there any issue with blowing up a ball on Shabbos? Tomorrow Mufarashis, as was? Let's come with it. Similarly, another shiloh would be, let's say you blow out a ball. Let's say you have from a pool ball. You know these pool balls that you blow up and it comes down? Let's say armbands, all these sorts of things. Let's say you have an air bed. On sukkahs, someone wants to sleep in a sukkah. The only thing he has is the air bed. Are you allowed to blow up the air bed on Yom Tov, on Shabbos? All these sorts of shilohs. Blowing up things, is it mutar or asa? Now, if you're going to say, what are you doing? You're just blowing. Maybe you want a tainer, that's not a problem, because you're just blowing. And what's in it about blowing? But that is Gemara Mufarashis. Hamanapach klei zechuches. Someone blows his way through and makes a glass, is chayev. So blowing has got significance in halacha. So now, some person wants to say that even let's say these good hard leather footballs, yeah, or let's say you have a wheel of a pram and you want to give it a boost, they want to say that if originally I had all that air in before, and now it's already lost a bit of air, you can replace the air. Why? Because what's the whole potential problem of it? Makom bepatish. Now there's a halacha yadua makom bepatish that to re-put something in its original state is not a problem. Makom bepatish. The case of the Gemara is when a person has a pillow, he's got a cushion, and he's got a mukhin inside. He's got feathers. If some of the feathers came out, zok the Gemara, you're allowed to put the feathers back in. Why is it not makom bepatish? Zok the Shulchan Aruch, zok the Gemara, because to replace those very same feathers inside, the very same feathers inside is going to be, there's no problem with that. That's why the Poskim say when shoelaces come off, let's say your child takes off the shoelace, there's no problem with putting it back in, but it has to be the same shoe. Because the Gemara says the same mukhin. You put different mukhin, it's makom bepatish. So you're going to say, l'chayr, when it comes to all these blowing up things, although the air that came out is one type of air, but now that I'm blowing it up, it's a different type of air. Reb Shlomo Zalman Oibach wanted to say, Hakoil Avir Chodai. All air that comes out goes in, it's all the same air. There's no significance in air. Because there was no air Avir Bechlal. But if you had Avir to its fullest before, and now you just want to fill it up, so Reb Shlomo Zalman wanted to say it's okay. Lemaisa is, a lot of poskim don't agree with that. Mechasiyat Chacham, many others, Rafal doesn't, they don't agree, that's far as the Shvaris, Hilchas Shabbos B'Shabbos, Moshe Matcha Kab, is also against it. This Svara, it's very shver to say that's the same Aveh, it's different Aveh. And therefore they want to say that it's also to blow it up. However, things which only last one day, a blow-up bed, an air bed, that you only want to use for one night sukkahs, for one night yom tov. There they agree that that's going to be okay. So a bit of a shtickle to tell you why they agree it's okay, but that they want to agree, that would be okay. Just want to make a quick sikkum.
Does it make a difference if you're using your mouth to blow up or...
There's no, however you do it. If you're going to hold his mutter, Rav Shlomo Zalman would hold his mutter to take one of these pumps and pump even all these sorts of things. Let's just make a very quick sikkum. We saw the maila of giving time to the children. We saw that Abaya, although he was so careful with how he used his time, Afila Hochi, his rabbi, and they were involved in looking after the children, playing with the child and sliding the child down the side of the behemoth. And we saw when it came to bulls, that although there's no issue with muksa, but there's a problem of ashvagumis, which for a godel, at least if he's not going to be machmir inside, at least outside should be machmir. Then we said when it comes to katanim and they play outside, then lechor is a problem when the bull goes on the tree, then you shouldn't take it, you can't take a broom and start poking it to come off the tree because there's a problem with shtamish be'ilam. We said if the bull comes off by itself, it's fine. But if the bull was there from Erev Shabbos, we said lechor is a problem of muksa, migadis gatsoi. That was the minute get to that. That led on to the shaila of a hammock using the study ha'ilam. We said that a hammock, if it's tied to a tree, then lechor is a problem. That's the shtamish be'ilam. The study ha'ilam has an issue with that. We cleared about if a person goes on permazid. Yeah, that was when it gets to the hammocks. Then we moved on to a oihel, playing with Lego, all those sorts of things. We said that misad boiler, there shouldn't be a problem. But oihel, if you're making an oihel, then that is a problem. And that led on to the shaila of making a child's house, a playhouse there, even if you didn't make machitzas, you're not making any sides. I feel a hochi, there's a problem of making a gag itself, just a gag, because it's made la'osid to shield a human being. That's why there's a potential shaila when it comes to a chuppah on Simchas Torah. And that's why the poskim are not happy with umbrellas, because it's taka oihel. We said osid b'de'otam, that's for her. And then when it came to games, and we said by boggle, scrabble, those sorts of things as gzeir shem yichtoiv. However, monopoly was mutter. Chess was meikad in muta, and we said that Ramosh is svara, that usually a person's mitzai, therefore roi lahachmi, that's what he ended off saying, and blowing up the balls, blowing balloons, we struggle to find the makor, and if you do find the makor, you're going to have to find the chilek between blowing bubbles and the other things, chewing gum. And finally, when it comes to blowing up inflatable things, those things that you can blow up, that we said the svara of Shlomo Zalman, that if it's originally blown up, then you can do it again. But a lot of posts disagree with that, but they agree when it comes to, at least when it comes to Sonim, which only lasts one day, that's going to be Mutter. Shkoya.
I'm going to play with it.
That's right, Kaysa. That's his whole long shuvah. But the posts are not happy with that, Kaysa.